Dealing with the markets right now will pretty much give you whiplash. I mean, up, down, all around. It's a little bit stronger place today than it has been. But where do we go today? Nobody seems to know. My next guest, Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director of Ameriprise Financial Services in East Lansing, Michigan. Craig, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm hiding in my root cellar, much like yourself, you know.
Well, I hope you're able to at least get out a little bit before the weather got too much colder for this weekend.
Well, you know, to add insult to injury, here in the upper Midwest, we're going to get snow on top of everything else that's going on. How lovely. All right, so obviously this is your job. You follow this daily. You have clients calling in. It looks to me like there might be some buying opportunities here, but I don't know where the market's going. I don't think anybody does. What are your thoughts?
Well, right now the futures are kind of pointing a little downward at the beginning. But right now, when I look at the markets, I see a little bit of normalcy. You're going to have some up days, you're going to have some down days. There's been speculation on testing the new lows when we're looking at the next wave or what the coronavirus is going to impact, what the outtake, if you will, of the unemployment benefits and all of that is going to be taking place. But understanding a lot of this, much of the markets or the traders, if you will, that have been trading on the markets have been looking at and already pricing that, and hence the reason why we had a huge drop-off. And you'll remember when we had previous conversations, there are basically three types of recession, and I'm going to use this as kind of a reminder for that. You have a cyclical recession, a structural recession, an event-driven recession. And the least of these have been more of the event-driven, where it's a quick drop-off and typically a quick uptick. And that's what the coronavirus is. And just kind of reminding everyone the strength of the economy we had before all of this
sure.
was taking place.
Yeah.
And the unemployment rate right there was at record lows. And we still have that same level of people who want to get back to work. And
right, so we have an event-driven recession here is what you're saying, an event-driven phenomenon, if you will, that drove the markets lower. Now, the question then becomes, because we're hearing rumors that governors in several states, including Michigan, where you and I both live, that they're going to lock us down longer and more intensely than they have previously, even though the numbers seem to have plateaued in New York and Michigan and many other places. If the lockdown continues, and if 7 million people show up with unemployment claims for this week, which is what the projection is from some places, that could do some financial damage to the market, couldn't it?
Well, my concern typically is for the smaller business owners that don't have publicly traded businesses, the mom-and-pop shops that are in the smaller stores. My more concern is that for the local economies, because a lot of the larger economies are built on the local ones. And so when those small businesses, and that's what a lot of the small business loans are there to support, if the small businesses kind of start to go under, then people who have been furloughed at home won't have businesses to go back to work towards. That is my primary concern there. A lot of the larger companies that are publicly traded, opportunities are there because just like you and I are talking right now via the phone, utilizing Skype, people utilizing Zoom for communications, using Verizon, AT&T, the telecommunications organizations, DocuSign, a lot of different companies that utilize the internet and utilize a lot of those technologies, those types of companies actually been faring fairly well. So companies that have typically, historically been geared towards growth, those technologies are ones that we're actually seeing kind of, if people haven't had them in their portfolios before, not a bad time to have them because they're actually counterbalances a lot of the value type companies such as your Exxon Mobils or utility type companies or consumer staples. So when you're looking and having a combination of those two areas within a portfolio, typically people gravitate towards utilities or dividend paying securities in uncertain times.
Sure.
Ironically, the types of companies that have fared well in the downside protection have been more the growth oriented companies that have been more technology focused.
You know, I saw Craig Stiles here with us from Ameriprise Financial Services. A guy I do work with, and you know, I bring mm-hmm. him on because I say, you know, how much money of mine did you lose today? I'm joking, of course, just for fun. But one of the things I saw, Craig, in all seriousness, was an article saying that gas is below $1 a gallon in some places. So it makes me think that maybe the energy sector is a place where would be a place for me to pay attention and say, you know, those are discounted stocks right now, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, when you look at there's a couple of factors. When oil prices are down, the revenue that oil companies are going to make is actually a little bit less. So we had a lot of issues that were going on as it relates to the impacts of the coronavirus, and then we had the battle going on with Saudi Arabia and Russia continuing to pump the markets with oil, and until we got some kind of arrangement to where one of them was going to be ceasing back, and typically to reduce the output of oil going on in the markets, because, again, supply and demand. When there's an oversupply, there's going to be a reduction in price. That ultimately bodes negatively for oil companies, because if there's too much oil out there, the price of oil goes down, then they're not going to benefit from that. And secondly, if we're going to be at home, we're not driving as much. So the demand also is not there. So you had an oversupply, and then you have an underutilization of fuel. So that also is driving down. So in many circumstances, with some of the arrangements of oil prices, some of the companies are still paying good dividends, and the prices of the stocks are rather suppressed. So that could be a good sector to be in. But again, in that area, you want to be speaking with your financial advisor, making sure that the oil sector and understanding the risk.
Well, that's why you're on the phone.
So.
That's why you're here. I mean, isn't that, that's the whole point, Craig.
Absolutely.
It looks like the federal government might fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That would help the price of American companies for sure. We got about 15 seconds. Craig, I'll give you the last word.
Well, my first and foremost thing is, for anybody who has concerns in regards to going out in the markets, maintain the strategies you've been implementing. Continue to communicate with your financial advisor on the strategies, making sure what you're currently in and what you've implemented 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, a year ago is still valid for the strategies today. And for those who wish to have a second opinion, by all means, I'd be happy to entertain that.
There you go. I'm glad you would. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial Services, East Lansing, Michigan. He'll take calls from anywhere in the United States. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial Services. You'll find him online. Craig, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you. Have a great one.
Craig Stiles, everybody. He said to get advice. I put him on the phone. We'll be right back.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
You don't